Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I just found out my married son had an affair, and the woman may be pregnant.
Like when I drive to work, I see pineapples.
I breastfed all my children at the same time. I also breastfed my husband.
What? And then all of a sudden, a thought creeps into my head. What if I teleport to the roof?
You guys want to talk about boobs for a quick second?
We're going to get into some ghost stories and stuff like that. But, Lauren, I posted a picture of you as a penis.
I am not friend of. I am not housewife, maybe. I am housewife.
I just don't see a reason for me to listen to your podcast.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Needless to say, we wind up having sex. Whoa, Nick!
I think my life without television would have been drastically different.
Sex in a car is probably something you're not that great at.
I was great at that, actually.
Bourgeois Keeley is not hairy.
I will say this. No one gets more unsolicited drinks thrown at them than Al.
Lauren Scalia is my Venmo if you guys want to send me some money.
Chris Manzo 8, as usual. Nothing changed there.
Having you on the show was a mistake.
Here's my thought. I just had an idea, but I forgot it.
The dating life in general should have just straight up contracts. Should be like sports.
What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, we are here. This is a late one. Last minute, but we're here. Candace.
It's late.
Candace, we're here. Very, very, very special guest. Alex is here.
Hey, guys.
So, Alex Moore, you know, I like to go first names, as people will obviously have already noticed by now. But Alex will probably be more popularly known to the audience as Greg Bennett's fiance.
Yes.
Fiancé.
You're worth more than that to us, but that's just the way to describe you. People say we don't describe
people.
It's
true. Well, real quick, I mean, like,
people said we didn't describe people.
Yeah, right. No, they did.
Candace,
first of all, guys, Candace has been on the reviews like a hawk.
Yeah, now that I know how to get to them, I'm like, oh shit, I'm going to read if there's any more reviews.
No, not that you know how to get to them, now that you realize they're about you.
Right. Well, more importantly, they're about me, and I know how to get to them. So, of course, I'm going to read the shit out of them.
So, Alex is here. And so, I mean, before we get into the typical show, I mean, so what's going on? What's new? How's the wedding planning going?
Wedding planning is very slow, actually.
Really?
We're doing it in 2021, and both of our brothers are getting married next year.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of stuff to do beforehand. We haven't even started with that.
Are you guys swapping names? I have a brother up.
Oh, my God. It's so weird. I talked about that upstairs.
Yeah?
That was my first question.
What are you guys doing?
No, we're not going to swap names. We want our kids to have the same name as us, so we'll probably hyphen. I think that's the best.
I said make one up. Make one up. Make up a whole name.
Can you merge them?
We'll just be like, Seza Bennett. Seza. How would that even go?
Or just Seza.
Seza.
Wait.
No Bennett at all.
Senate.
Cesarini and Bennett.
Seza.
Bennerini.
Why don't
you use Bennerini?
Bennerini.
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 It's Cesarini is your last name.
Yeah.
And Bennett's Greg's. So,
Bennett.
You know. So, Bennerini's not bad.
Bennerini's pretty cool to say. Bennerini.
All right,
like,
so let's try
picture.
This out with like a name.
Because you want
Todd
you want the
Bennerini.
Last...
Todd Bennerini. No, there will not be a Todd in our family.
Michael Bennerini.
No,
that's
you want
sense.
A girl, right?
Michael's not bad. Yeah, we want a girl, but we also all want right. a boy. So
Michelle
little...
Bennerini.
Where are these names coming from?
Daisy Bennerini.
Daisy. That's a good one.
Me and Alex.
I actually
okay,
like the name.
Wait,
Daisy.
Can we just say something? I met Alex once briefly. at Christopher's 33rd day, I was wasted. So I, like, but I was like, hey, and, like, that was it.
And she was mostly, like, laughing.
Yeah, it was mostly, Candace, hey, yeah. And then run away. But, yeah. Like, today was the first time we hung out, and we have been, like, belly laughing all day at the stupidest shit ever. And I'm very excited that he's on the podcast. I just want to let the world
thanks,
know.
Guys.
That was world. That was, like,
we painted a whole picture today.
We painted a picture of fish. Everybody drew a fish. It was super weird. It's going to, I think, and Don just drew an eel. Al, you didn't draw a fish.
No, I didn't draw a bunch of anything. You know why? Because you guys left me with your kids in the theater.
Al's been downstairs in the theater. Yeah. And I just went in there, and I'm actually terrified for Don to see the theater.
Yeah,
it looks like a legit movie theater.
I'm going to have to,
like,
vacuum
after
it.
The movie.
Because they were like, oh, make us popcorn. It's a whole thing.
It's terrible in there, Al.
Hey, you know, no, it's cool. No, it's great. Because I was left with five kids, and none of them are mine.
None of them. And Al was like, woo! And he walked upstairs, and he's like, guys, aren't I the shit? And it's like, four-year-old, three-year-old.
Yeah, and they were.
And he's like, I mean, aren't I awesome?
But they were like, yeah.
Yeah, they were like, all right, we're going to go back downstairs, and it's covered in fucking popcorn.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Don's going to freak.
But anyway.
She only has to host for how many people this week?
I don't know, like 40. She's going to be like, what the fuck? But it's all right. It's all right. They had a great time. So did Al.
Today was described to be a calm and relaxed day because it was just supposed to be the five of us.
Yeah, yeah.
And suddenly that's changed.
There's like 14 people here, but it all works out.
That's
it all works
goes.
Out.
That's
well,
how it goes.
You know, there's a lot of things going on. The holidays are upon us. It's not a holiday episode.
No, we did that.
We're keeping this stuff because there's a lot of things we had to get back to and connect with the community. But we are, you know, Alex, before we get too far, I mean, are there any wedding details you want to share? Inquiring minds want to know. What do you guys have going on?
Well, so we found a place. We saw the first place that we had found online, and I fell in love with it. So that's my issue, is I have now that image in my head.
Right.
So we've looked at other places as well, but realistically, the first place we saw, which is in downtown Manhattan, is just everything we wanted. We want to do less. I don't want anyone to steal my idea, though.
Oh, yeah. Don't say it.
But we're doing less of a sit-down dinner and more of a cocktail hour, and the rest you'll get.
Wait, I want to say this, too, on, like, right now. I had a feeling. Well, I was pretty confident that I was not going to be invited, but after today, I think I might have secured an invite. Did
wow.
I?
Wow.
We'll see.
I think so. We really
That's
bonded.
A no.
We
That's
bonded.
A no.
That fish painting is going to be in your bathroom forever, and I drew one of them. I'm going to tell Greg. I think I secured it today.
Yeah, you, we'll see. It won't,
well, I'm going to spare Alex. I'm going to buffer. Hey, but we got to get into something very, very serious because we got a ton of people blowing us up. Marky Scalia is the most famous member of this family. She was picked up on Barstool. Mm. It's a whole thing.
Facts.
Everyone is asking me how that happened. I posted a video not that long ago of Marky at a dance recital where she bowed and she cried her ass off. It was particularly hilarious because the entire week we have been getting videos of her rehearsing and they have been phenomenal.
Right.
And like literally,
but
like she was
the
like,
best one.
Like stomping, like what was the big dance movie? Stomp the Yard. Was that one?
I don't know.
It was like Drumline, but for dancing. I forget what the big dance
movie
was.
Bring It On.
Bring It On.
It might have
been
Bring
It On.
Movie.
Yeah, but whatever. So she was like one of those.
I don't know.
Dance movie.
Whatever the big dance movie. One of the movies Cisco is in. I don't know. Either way.
Was it Step Up or something?
That might have been Step Up. Might
step
been Step
Up.
Up
to the Street.
Yeah.
Mm. What was the second one? Step Up to the Street? Step Up 2. Or just Step
no,
Up
No, I think
two.
It was just, I don't know. I only saw Step Up.
Well, either way.
I didn't commit to
She was
thing.
Legit, like, dancing like she was in one of those movies. And then we all got there. She got stage fright on a different level, started crying her ass off. And muscle memory took over, and she just kept jingling the bells and then bowed at the end.
The bow was the best.
It was incredible.
She was a queen.
So I posted it. I have no, I don't know anybody at Barstool or anything like that. I got hit up randomly by Barstool, and they said, we want to post this. And I was like, all right, cool, yeah. And then,
then
so my post
got
credited by Lauren, and they took my caption, which is fine. I was happy just to be included.
Lauren got all the credit.
Lauren laughed her ass off. She was like, it's my daughter, it's my video, it's my credit. And she's like, I'll get you nothing for it, and it's fantastic.
And that's what happened.
But legit, it was everywhere. And,
somebody even said it to me, like, they're a nurse and they follow, like, this nurse blog.
Yeah, me too.
And even the nurse blog posted it and said some nurse terminology I didn't understand. And I was like, then I started to think about it. I'm like, wow, nurses have, like, their own world with their own terms, their own Instagram accounts. I was like, wow, this makes me want to be a nurse. Like, I don't even know what they were fucking saying.
Candace wants to be a nurse.
I would be the worst.
I want to be a nurse.
The language on Instagram.
I just want to be in with them. I don't want to do anything nursing.
I just want to jump into the Instagram accounts. That's really all Candace wants.
Yeah,
but
I don't want to be a nurse at all. Sorry.
A ton of things happened, but we were very, very happy about that. It was hysterical. So that was funny and that was great. Now moving on.
Okay. I forgot what we all just, I feel like we all just phased out for a second.
Well, no, there's a topic that I got to get into right away, but I kind of want to space it out. I don't want my niece like to be, you know,
oh,
I don't want to,
I know where you're going.
I don't want to go into Weenie Boy for my niece. Okay.
But we've got to think. I think we have to.
Really quick though. Today, you know, we were just kind of hanging around, minding our own damn business. Alex just looked up because the light just went on.
Yeah, Alex doesn't know about the light. It just happened.
Do you know about the light, Alex? Do you know what that's from?
Alex hasn't been listening to the podcast.
I do listen. It just, I don't make it through all of them because I'm terrible at listening to anything.
Okay. Well, the Ghost podcast is hard to turn off.
I listen to the majority of it, well, but I didn't hear that.
You should listen to the Ghost one because that's what that is. Anyway.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Just know that as you sit here.
Real quick, we might have had a monumental moment happen here. Today, it was a big moment.
Also, my daughter can follow. Go.
No, we're gonna have to throw something in. You know, I thought of that too as I was saying that. We're gonna come up with something. I actually have something, but so Candace is here with her daughter Olivia, who comes in here looking for my girlfriend, who for once in I don't know how long, is not here on a Sunday.
Right.
Okay. And is just saying, well, I have to paint something. And come to find out, she's painting a gift for
her tiny little boyfriend.
A young lad.
Okay? A young lad. Yep.
Then all of a sudden.
Chap.
Yeah. Okay. Then all of a sudden, come to find, there's a knock at the door. This gentleman, and that's what he is.
Oh, he is a gentleman.
He's a damn gentleman.
He is a prize to be won. And he's a gorgeous little boy from a great family.
Knocks on the door and comes walking in the house like nobody's business. Shakes everybody's hand hello.
Everyone's hand.
Presents Olivia, young Olivia, with a gift.
Wrapped.
That gift, a mood ring, which, holy shit, the
wonderful
pinnacle
gift.
The pinnacle of eight-year-old gifts.
Right.
Okay, you don't get better than a mood ring.
With a hand-drawn card with the most beautiful penmanship I have ever seen. Can we all agree with that?
No, truthfully, the best handwriting
I've ever seen. This is an artist.
And then.
This isn't handwriting.
Handwritten word search.
Yes. A handwritten word search.
Do you know how long that had to take?
For the whole family. He made copies for the whole family.
Right. He didn't just do one. He did six. And then he said, let me do one more because maybe I need an extra.
Okay. Handwritten. This isn't like, let me download from an app. This was a handwritten Christmas themed word search
with some words that I don't really know.
No, he used the word decoration, like
big words and big backwards.
Backwards. He's just
yes.
I didn't know there was backwards in there.
Yes.
Whoa.
I mean, I'm talking like this is a. I told Olivia, I'm like, don't mess this up, Olivia.
Yeah, like he might as well have done a Sudoku.
He wants to be a doctor.
No. Yep. Well, of course he does.
Of course, he should be.
I'll tell you what. We need him.
We need him. This is like, I mean, does it get better?
I don't think so.
As
a matter of fact, actually, you know, I'm glad you asked because it does. Because he hands Olivia the mood ring.
Oh, this was
and
oh,
says,
yeah, this was cute.
Put it on.
So she
and he goes, why?
On.
He goes, don't put it on, put it on, put it on. And then she puts it on and he looks at her all nervous. Like, he says, what color is it?
And he's looking at the graph.
And it hits me that this suave, this chap. Okay, this
Glad.
Gent, okay,
little
for the ages, okay, this crooner, okay.
Oh, wow.
gave her the mood ring, okay, to see where he's at with her. Uh-huh. He's a genius. Mm-hmm.
So it showed joy.
Dark blue.
At first joy, and then he ran upstairs.
Yep.
So excited, he goes, the mood ring changed to yellow, which means romantic.
No, he didn't. I didn't say that. No way.
Swear to God. And he goes, it's romantic. I don't know. And so Olivia comes upstairs and I go, Olivia, I heard your mood ring changed to romantic. She goes, well, we were listening to a romantic song.
No.
Oh my God. Thank God Josh is in here.
Yeah.
Thank God Josh is in here.
Nah.
When she sat down to eat, it was lighting up whatever color means relax. And she goes, why would I be relaxed right now? And I go, maybe it's because you're eating. And she goes, that makes a lot of sense.
But I'll tell you what, I would not leave my girl around him. I've got three questions here.
Let's go.
Off the kiss.
Let's just try to move away from it.
Really quick. Is there any really quick update?
I mean, there's a really sad dog staring at us. that's
like a weird toy.
It.
It's super weird. It makes weird sounds. Marky has it. She loves it. But we can't even talk about it. It's so bizarre. Yeah. But go ahead. Go into that.
Oh, what'd you guys end up doing with Dolores?
That's not a great segue.
Why are we talking about Dolores?
She is no longer with us.
No, we know that. Yeah. But I mean, we addressed her on the show.
I think I was asking if you stuffed her.
Yeah, well,
I think he was just trying to find out if you stuffed her.
As planned, because that was what we were planning on doing, is Greg always joked that he was going to make her into a lamp, which we did not, of course, do. But instead, I think she was cremated. But that was it.
Al was just really asking if you stuffed her.
No, I just wanted to know what happened.
Greg seriously talked about that for a long time.
I know. Yeah. That's why I think Al was seriously asking.
No, but I thought he really wanted to.
He did.
You know?
Until you were asking. Happened.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Okay. Just going to move on to
stuffing
anything.
Stuffing our pets.
Listen, I'd rather go from that to what I'm going to read and then anything we're related to, okay?
All right, let's go.
Okay, here we go. Alex, your first Dear Aldi question.
Stretch before.
This comes, ready? Subject, anonymous.
Oh, good one.
/ no penises, which thank you so much. Dear Aldi.
This is a way to start.
It says no penises, kind of.
Ooh.
Dear Albie, dearalbiemailbag@gmail.com. Hey, everybody. Love you all and have been obsessed with the podcast since day one. Just wanted to give you a quick group chat story involving my business and crazy past clients of mine. I'm a local realtor in Ithaca, New York area. Whoa. Okay. And I once had a house listed with boyfriend, girlfriend tenants who were total whack jobs, meth users to be exact.
Ooh.
When it came time for the house to be sold, they basically refused to move and threw a child's tantrum, even though they knew months in advance they were due to move out.
Squatters.
Mm-hmm. Well, after days of the seller personally helping them to move their stuff, I stopped by to drop off the keys and the tenants didn't say one word to me. It says 15 minutes later. I pulled into my office and received this text from the boyfriend tenant with both the sellers and another agent on the group chat.
Oh, this could be good.
Quote, girl, let me tell you, your ass looks so fine in those pants. I'd crawl through a mile of broken glass to lick your asshole. Oh. Matter of fact, I crawl through THREW. Through a mile of your shit suck the last dick that fucked your ass.
Wow.
Sexy bitch. If I was your man, you would never need to use toilet paper again.
Oh. Okay.
It was one of the wildest deals I've ever done.
That is brutal.
Never a dull moment in real estate. LOL. I hope you have a fabulous Christmas. P.S. Bring on the baby carrot.
Wow, guys. That
well, actually,
the best
not to
text.
Assume she... But
yeah.
They continued with this. Oh, it is a she. Confirmed. Okay.
Okay.
So she continued with that deal even after she received that text.
Guys.
That is commitment.
You would never have to use toilet paper again. Yikes. Is my favorite part of that whole text.
But what girl's going to hear that and be like, no,
oh,
toilet
damn.
Paper.
I'm calling you
yeah.
tonight.
Here's my guy.
Yeah, you know, I love it.
I've been looking for a romantic relationship where I don't need toilet paper. Like, no one's saying this.
Yeah, slurp it. That's what she's thinking.
I also don't understand why eating ass is like a turn on for people. Like I get like
I don't
the
get
action
it.
Is like something that you do in your bedroom, but it's not something that should be talked about in my opinion. It shouldn't be like, oh yeah, girl, like let me try and get you on a date and I'm gonna lick your asshole.
I think
that is not sexy.
If I got that text, I would be so alarmed and scared from a meth head, no less. Like I would be scared. That's
and
a vulgar
was the girlfriend
aspect.
On the text? Did it mention that? Did I miss that? Because he
yeah.
said there was...
Well, I mean, I'd have to assume what she's saying right here, okay? I pulled into my office and received this text from the boyfriend tenant with both the sellers and another agent on the group chat.
Okay. So...
That's disgusting,
both
guys.
The sellers.
But, like, what did everybody... Like, all right, let me ask you from this, okay?
Sure.
If you were one of the other agents on that text... You got to respond to that, right?
Yeah.
I would have left
damn.
Group chat option.
No, I just would have wrote, damn.
This is not worth the whatever money is happening in this deal in Ithaca.
I would never leave that group chat. I would want to know what happened to every single piece of that chat. I would never want to leave
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we need like the next, what
I
happened
to,
next?
Yeah, like
this.
How did she reply?
But like,
how
look,
did things move on?
I'm looking at this right now, okay? I got to count the amount of words, but there's 4 lines of text here. Okay.
That was long.
Which in a text message had to be
like,
at least what, 12?
Yeah,
right?
A lot.
And
a lot of text.
And I'm going to assume by what was set up here that it's also a green text.
And I'm sure there was no periods or commas or anything.
Nope.
Just one long sentence.
This is
sentence.
Definitely a green
this
text.
This is definitely a green
yeah,
text.
Yeah, it is.
It's not an iMessage. This is a
no
green text.
No punctuation at all. It's a run-on sentence.
But
so and so
liked
you know,
that
you know,
message.
You know, it's so funny. Yeah. He crossed through a mile. He crossed through a mile of something twice in that text message.
One is broken glass, and the other one is her shit.
He's got a lot of energy. That meth does you right when you need that energy.
He went through a lot in that text. He must really, really
just imagine. To be a toilet paper person.
Yeah, like no, think about everything that he said. Anyway,
oh my
that is
god,
vulgar. That's the most vulgar sentence
out
ever
of my head. This
yeah,
whole image.
I'm like, whoa.
I'm picturing like a very like scrawny like
yeah like
tall,
something creepy, dirty looking,
yes,
bad teeth,
long beard
like
that makes him
like
look
this,
like he has fleas
with
yes
his tongue like all over, and then going like, damn girl, yeah, I wanna
well the best
that
thing is you just got like,
face
this
right
is
now, by the way,
this is by the way, this is the moment, okay, this is the woman that you're texting just threw you out of your apartment,
yeah,
and you're like, I know what to say.
I know I'm desirable right now.
I got this. Yeah. I'm going to do this right now.
I'm gonna hit on
it. Do you think he, like, waited before he sent the message and, like, read it over
like,
and was
right
like,
over,
yeah,
that's
this
it
is it.
Yeah, he had to read
this
it to
is
him.
It.
Like, I don't, did he edit that at all? Was he like,
no,
I'm going to space here.
He freely from, yes, from his mouth.
That was poetry.
His filthy
for him
little mouth. Okay, hold on. Let me see.
So she ends that
guys
message by saying, bring on the baby carrot.
All right.
Bring on the baby carrot.
Alex, when I say baby carrot, do you know what I'm referring to?
Yes.
You do. You mm-hmm listen to that. You listen to that. No. That's the video. The actual picture. Would you mind pulling that up? Do you have that?
It's deep in my phone, man.
So
did you text that to me or did you?
I don't know if I did. I actually pretty much insisted that nobody
I took a screen. No, I took a photo of it. Well, I know when I took the photo.
So when we say baby carrot, you know what we're referring to.
Yes, okay. I do.
So
a tiny dick.
Yes.
We
it
had a lot of people hit us up, yes, and say, we want the baby carrot story. We want the baby carrot story. We want the baby carrot story. So
I actually may have been here. No, I wasn't here for the baby carrot story.
No, it
was,
it,
a
it wasn't
similar
that long
story
ago
when Greg was on.
All right. It was
similar.
Right,
yeah
here.
So we had got reached it out. We're going to show
tiny
Alex
dick
the picture.
Baby carrot.
Yeah. I never saw the picture though. That's.
Can you see it? Should I zoom in?
I don't think you need to zoom in.
Yes, I do. Don't lie.
Yikes.
I know, it's sad.
It's
a really a baby carrot.
No, it's cool.
I'm confident in myself
you
now.
You zoomed in.
This,
see, I told you
like,
you had to zoom in.
Double A battery. Okay, but anyway.
Guys,
so listen.
It really looks like another one of his fingers.
People reached out. Okay, they're very, very upset.
His fingers are bigger, actually.
It's
okay.
Terrible.
So we put it online. Do you guys want to hear the rest of the baby carrot story?
Yeah, sure.
I was against telling the baby carrot story. Candace is very much for.
Obviously.
Telling the story. Jules, very much for.
Everybody,
telling the story.
You should see the DM.
Pretty much everybody except me. Okay? Then we get an email titled, That's Fucked Up.
Wait, what's the email?
Dear Albie.
Can you give us the email?
Yeah, what's
address?
The email address?
I was very disappointed to hear how you were making fun of, quotes, small dicks. On your recent podcast. It was really uncalled for, and you should apologize to your audience and others for your shameful behavior. Uh-huh. Sincerely, no longer a listener, comma, no signature.
So do you think they'll know that you apologize for it if you will apologize
for
it?
I'm not apologizing for it.
Here's the thing.
Do you think that's the small dick
which is where
writing this email?
Which is where we're going with this. Because we did a
Can
little...
Can you tell us this? Is there a name in that email? We don't have to...
There is. I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
But we did
it's
a little
the,
research.
It's the carrot.
Okay.
We have the gender is what I'm asking?
We do. It's
okay.
A guy.
That's what
okay
I was wondering. That's
the
what
carrot
I was getting
at least the email is from a guy. Here's why everybody has not gotten a response about the baby carrot. Okay.
carrotthek@gmail.com.
We reached out to the writer of the initial baby carrot email. We got the entire story from the baby carrot email E.
Which is long.
It is very long.
Lots of detail.
It is a little too twisted, in my opinion, to say.
I think it's going to be hard for us to report back on it because there's so many twists and turns.
There are a lot of twists and turns. And it got to a point where I know this is annoying for the audience, okay? But here's where I landed, and here's why I'm not going to tell the rest of the story.
Al's not going
to
say it.
I have reason to believe that the baby carrot photo and baby carrot email story is coming from the baby carrot himself. I also have reason to believe that the baby carrot gets off on people making fun of his baby carrot looking, you know what.
Oh, this is a thing,
though. Well, let me tell you something. There's no way you whip that out without thinking. Like, you don't think, like, yeah, when you whip that out. There's got to be intent.
Well, if you haven't seen something else, maybe you do. But no, regardless, that is a thing.
You saw how he was holding it. He's got to know.
Well,
here's the problem. Okay.
There was a lot to the story. He knows.
There was a lot to the story. I have videos of the person and their face. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, after a little bit of research, there are dozens and dozens and dozens of social media accounts mm-hmm. using a similar face.
Attached.
With a similar story.
To the baby cake.
And I have reason to believe this person has a fetish where when people make fun of their equipment, do things to themselves that I would prefer they did not do while listening to this podcast. I have reason to believe that it's already happened because of last week. I have reason to believe they're probably doing it right now.
Aww.
Okay. Therefore, I am leaving. So I now look, I could be off, but I mean, Ken, you've read the emails too.
I did.
It gets dark.
It goes to places I wasn't expecting.
Yeah. And they've continued to email since we haven't said anything.
And I think actually the writer is starting to get anxiety of us talking about it because it's so twisted.
Yeah.
They actually said that and they said, I don't know if this was a good idea. Yeah. Like, they're worried. So
I have reason to believe that the baby carrot is actually in on the emails. And we are a pawn in their weird, twisted sex game. We are not a pineapple. There is not a pineapple.
Yeah, we don't want the carrot.
We don't vocally swing. We didn't ask for your carrot. Leave your carrot at home.
Yeah, we don't want the carrot. And I believe strongly.
We don't want the carrot.
We don't
leave
want
it
the
at
carrot.
Home. We don't like those carrots. It's past Thanksgiving.
Put your carrot back. And I also think it was the carrot that wrote that email.
Well, I mean, listen.
And we are not, to just put the record, nobody's making fun of a baby carrot.
You were.
Dick.
You were making
I
fun.
I mean, little, I feel like but for the most part, I'm making fun of the person that whips it out and is like, look at it. Like, I'm making fun of you. I'm not making fun of having one. That's not your control.
Well,
but it is your control to whip it out and show it to everybody. Flash it around with that haircut.
I also don't ask for this type of stuff. I don't ask for it.
No, he was flashing. You should have seen his haircut.
Tell me.
It was obvious. Like, it was clear. Like, you don't forget that attached to.
The whole thing was weird. But I mean, look. No. The bottom line is, whoever wrote us this last email that we should be ashamed is definitely not swinging a hammer.
Can I ask
Let's
a question?
Call that.
That's
and maybe other followers are wondering the same thing. When was the last time you heard from him? Before this email.
I don't know if I heard from him.
We don't know.
The writer, we've heard from the writer now, I think, four times.
Yeah, I've heard from the writer.
Yeah.
DMs
across all platforms, all kinds of things.
And pretty clear that that was the carrot.
It's weird because now, like, new things are coming up.
Stop talking about this.
Yeah.
Guys.
Stop talking about the carrot. So anyway, we've got no problems with tiny carrots, right? No problems with them.
You do what you need to do.
Right. We're friends of the carrot.
Everyone has someone.
That's right. Whatever. There's somebody out there for you.
Whatever he's doing, he's probably already done. And I just want to move on because
I hope this was enjoyable.
Stop listening to your show. Stop listening to this show and playing with yourself, all right?
Yeah. And we know you're still listening. You're not a formal listener. You're waiting for us to talk about the carrot. There we go.
Carrot with a K.
Yeah.
Here we go. Anyway.
Two T's.
We're going to move on. And we're never going to talk about the baby carrot again. And honestly, guys, I'm a little freaked out about it. I am. The whole thing was a little freaky, and then it took me a little bit to figure out. Not since the catfish episode have I done this much espionage, and I think we've
I don't
been
know
had
what espionage means.
Spying.
That might have been that crossword upstairs.
Yeah, I don't know what that word means. Anywho.
Anyway.
I might talk about the carrot again, but I will do my best not to. My best.
Well, moving on. This came in, dearabbymailbag@gmail.com. This is from our friend T from Tennessee.
Oh, look
nice,
at that.
Right? Subject, a cuckold question.
A cuck.
Which Chris would be so excited about that, right?
A
Does
cuck.
Everyone know what a cuckold is?
Yes, yeah. We've talked about it before.
Okay, good.
So Chris is calling them a cuck.
Yeah.
Okay. I literally heard Chris say that when you just said it.
Yeah. It sounds just like that, cuck.
Yeah, that's all what right. he
said. Tell us about it.
And she gave the eggplant, the peach, and the eggplant emoji.
Oh, she knew what to do. Ooh. She knew what to do.
She knew what was up. First off, love you guys. You make my drive to work a lot easier every morning. Let's get to it. Albie and Candace. I'm really looking for your input here. I'm coming up on my 7th year wedding anniversary. My husband and I have always had awesome sex life, but lately I'm a little concerned. I don't know about you, but I've always heard it is the make it or break it year. I have noticed over the past year when my husband and I are being intimate, he is indicating he wants me to fuck or suck off another dude. At first, I was thrown off. Does this mean he wants to watch me screw another guy or what? I'm too embarrassed to go to my friends about something like this. So what do y'all think? What does it mean when your significant other is suggesting he wants you to screw another guy? I have even Googled this shit, and I found everything from possibly gay shit to an indication he's wanting to be unfaithful to himself. Should I be worried? Should I be worried, guys? Help a sister out. Please do not use my name if you choose to talk about this. Love y'all.
Okay, I actually have some good advice on this.
Oh, good.
Please.
Thank God.
So first of all, coming from a gay man, I don't think it's a gay thing. I don't think there's anything gay about it.
Candace keeps showing the stop with the baby hair.
She keeps
put it away.
It around and it's
been showing it to everybody. All right, so go ahead, guys. Go on. Give your advice.
So I don't think it's a gay thing at all. I think that a lot of men watch a lot of different porns.
Right. I was going to say it's porn related.
And I think that it's an idea, but I will say as an action, it might not be the same fetish for him. He might actually get very angry, and that could be also something sexual for him. So there's a lot of different ways of looking at it. But
well, let's start here.
I wouldn't take it personally.
When she says, I've Googled everything, and she says possibly gay shit, is that offensive?
No. I think if I said possibly straight shit, that I wouldn't. No one would be offended.
Right.
By that.
I'm just asking.
But, yeah. No. I agree.
I happen to think that the guy is looking for things that are like bad. Like he wants to do things that are bad because that's gonna like turn him on. So like, what's the worst thing you could do? Like, have
I think
sex
he
with another
probably
guy.
Thinks of it more in his head, like him watching a porn.
Yeah.
But with his girlfriend in it, which is kind of a compliment.
And also, like, and then he's like,
know.
You
he's just sitting there with
bad
it.
Girl
oh.
after.
But
that's
hold on.
What I think.
First of all, real quick, let's break this down. the seventh year being the make it or break it year, is that a thing?
Oh, 7 years?
Seven was tough for
it?
Me, I'll
seventh
say that.
Wedding anniversary, and now he's bringing up blow another guy? Get the fuck
well,
out of here.
Well, maybe he's
did he mention blowing another guy?
Yeah,
I missed that entire portion.
No, she,
I was showing the dick pic to everybody.
The exact thing. He is indicating, what, ready?
Wait a minute.
I have noticed over the past year, when my husband and I are being intimate, so in the middle of the act, he is indicating, which has got to be verbal.
Of course.
Yes.
He wants me to F K or S$K off another dude.
Right.
Yeah,
her do it off another
not
dude.
Not him.
No, I understand that.
Oh, okay.
Because well, just
that,
to be clear, if that was
say,
the other way around, that is
gay
shit.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, wait a minute, it might be gay shit.
I mean, you can experiment. It doesn't make you gay, but that is gay.
Well,
that is a gay act.
Well, but what they're saying is, I mean, now, but like, if you
not
want, if you're a guy.
A non-gay act.
Right.
But like, what to me, and this is where I think it's, I'll tell you this, when you have no attachment to that person in that video, okay, I can understand porn being porn, like you're just ignoring the guy, which is why I said to myself, like, if you need the transvestite in there, okay, that's a little weird to me. Like, why do you want it? Why do you need to, like, be into both things that are happening? You know what I mean? Just ignore it, okay? Now, that being said, a big trend in life right now, as I'm hearing this, is girls, as they start dating guys, I just heard this on the radio the other day, okay, will send guys videos of themselves hooking up with other guys.
Okay.
Instead of like sending a nude, they're sending basically porn of themselves hooking up with another dude, which I think is a recipe for disaster.
The girl sending
it, I think
yeah.
it's like a seed of jealousy being planted that
no, like after they first meet.
Right, but I'm saying like if that continues and they still in their head remember that video.
Yeah, hell yeah, that's right. Terrible.
I'm having a hard time following.
So you mean until she's still looking at the little
still,
character.
Still, I know.
Right?
I am.
So imagine.
Like, every time I turn my phone, it's there now.
Well, basically, imagine like a guy meets a girl, okay?
Okay.
And they're, you know, they hit it off, whatever. They have a drink and they're trying to hook up this, that, the other. They're talking for a couple of weeks and he's like, oh, hey, send me a pic. A new thing is they'll send them a video of them hooking up with a different guy, like a past boyfriend, if they've never hooked up before.
Dag.
And they're like, guys are asking for this.
Dag.
I would never want to see that.
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't want to see that at all.
Sure.
No, you would be mad as hell.
Hell yeah, I'd be mad as hell. Not only that, that would also freak me out if I was hooking up with a girl and she was video and I was like, yo, who are you trying to send this shit to? That's not good at all.
True, true.
Wow.
I think there's a lot of rules around porn and what you think you like and like, oh, if I look at the dick in straight porn, that makes me gay. I don't really have an agreement with that. I think that it's really like very personal, and if that turns you on, and if that's something that he thinks is going to spice up your love life, just to tail it back into this letter, then, I mean, it's double for you. Why not just?
Yeah,
just
I mean, you're gonna be in trouble after because he's gonna be so crazy when you're done.
Yes,
but I will say that what it sounds like to me is that he's looking for a little bit of adventure and a little bit of bad girl and a little bit of. Damn, my wife's bad, and then like that excitement.
Yeah, but
that's
he's looking in the wrong
like.
Place because look, she's not saying, "Hey, I want to bring another guy into this."
No,
he's bringing it up, but she's going to pay the price if this guy has a negative reaction to this.
Well, that's his own fault, first of all. But second,
yeah, but is that going to be okay? Like,
it'll probably be the demise of them. But
yeah,
I'm
but
just
she's
saying,
not asking for any of that.
No, I'm not telling her to do it either. But what it sounds like to me, and maybe she can go around it in another way, is giving him a little bit of that bad girl excitement. Yes. That's what it sounds like to me.
Because if he actually put himself in that position, I don't think the reaction he thinks he will have will happen. So maybe if you're up for it, and this is just my opinion, I would invite another woman in and make that same scenario for him just with a woman because I don't think the backlash will be as bad.
It definitely wouldn't be as bad.
Well, you got to worry about her, though.
You could be.
Well, of course, that's up to her. That's her choice.
You do some bad girl shit. You think of some other bad girl shit. And give him that excitement.
She's saying here. Like she has several direct questions. Okay?
I don't know. I'm not gonna ask Albie's opinion on this, but I've heard a lot of times that guys, even including straight guys, like a little butt play. So maybe try that.
You never know.
I'm not gonna ask anyone for their opinion, but that might be something that
he wants.
He likes
bad girl shit.
Yeah.
Real quick. Not this guy. I'll just throw that out there. But I mean, I've heard that too. But I've got plenty of my straight guy friends to tell me I'm crazy because of that. Okay. Yeah. What are you doing? What was that about?
There is a popcorn. Just to be clear here, there's a popcorn in here that was being enjoyed by some young children, and there is possibly a booger on the side of it.
Candace has
been shoving her hands in it.
No, that's a burned popcorn kernel, but it just looks really
like a bloody booger.
Right, we're gonna move on.
Anywho,
anyway, so a couple things. What does it mean when your significant other is suggesting he wants you to screw another guy? I don't know.
I think
it means he wants to spice it up. He wants excitement. He wants you to be a bad girl. That's what he wants.
Yep, I agree.
So you go ahead and you be a bad girl. In another way, if you're not comfortable in that way, because that will most likely be the demise of your relationship, but you think of another way to be a bad girl.
Oh, you know what? She can even explore just talking about it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, that's what I was
going to say.
Just talk about it.
I was going to say, tell T, you know what? Talk that shit back to him and scare him.
Right.
Scare his ass into a, you know what I mean?
Like,
and start shaming him.
How do we address this person?
T,
I would honestly take this as a compliment because it sounds like to me you have a very open dialogue and it's healthy. So spice it up and do something that you're both comfortable with.
Well, she actually says, should I be worried? Should she be worried?
No, I think this is actually a positive, not a negative.
Absolutely, 100%. And I would role play the whole situation for him. And
I would
think
really
that's what he wants.
Right, yeah.
Call him a loser.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, yeah.
Like, I'm going to leave you, you little loser, to go...
I don't think
neighbor.
That's what he's looking for. I think he's like imagining her having this
Yeah, he wants to hear about
whatever
it. So just give it to him verbally.
Right.
Make him feel better.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Unless
man.
He has someone in mind. If he has someone in mind, then maybe it's a little gay shit.
Yeah, if he's like, I want you to
explore
fuck
that,
Dan. If he says, I want you to fuck Dan, then
you know,
it's gay.
Dan and I have been talking.
Yeah.
Like, that's
I've been
hot.
Looking at Dan, and I really think that's different.
Oh,
but
no.
But if he's just like, it sounds to me like he wants bad girl shit. So you go give him that verbally first. See what he says.
Mm-hmm.
That's so, like, but can you imagine?
Al can't move on from it.
No, I'll tell you
Al
why I can't. I'll tell you what's bothering me about this, and I feel for T. I really do. Because you're married 6 years, and all of a sudden, like, imagine, like, you're doing it with this guy for the first time, and he's like, you know what I want?
Well, 7 years in, so you got to think about it like this. You've been having sex with the same person for 7 years. So
more
now
than
it's,
7 years.
Yeah, long
been
time.
In
yeah, but
Ken,
there's not a single thing, a single thing. Okay, that is going to make me say.
Look at me, Alex and I's face are like this.
No, I'll tell you why.
Waiting to hear what I'm going to say.
Because, like, when you're in that moment, I can't picture myself 20 years from now, okay, with my wife being all like, you know what would really do it for me? Watching you get with somebody else. I just can't.
Yeah, because you
don't
have
thing.
That open dialogue. That's what Alex was talking about, that open dialogue. I mean, that's pretty cool that he could say that and doesn't, like, just do it.
And, like, his fantasy and his whatever they're doing in that moment. That's where his mind's going, and like, if he doesn't get to explore that with her, then I personally would be more comfortable with him saying that to me and being like,
oh,
this
okay.
is what I'm thinking about, not like, I'm going to go secretly watch this video and then potentially go into another room with someone.
Now,
if she said, you know, it's a really interesting question.
I also think it's not as black and white as saying, like, well, I can't see myself in this position, but being like sex is flavors. Like, I think people are so committed to it being black and white and being like, well, traditionally, this is not what happens.
Right.
Who cares?
But Al,
do what you got to do for yourself.
I know why Al's taking so poorly to this, because Al himself is not that kind of guy.
Right.
Like,
no.
Al is a very, like, he gets, like, you would never, ever want to be in a position where you want to see one of your girlfriends with another guy.
No.
Ever.
Not trying to do that.
And personally, that would make me insane as well.
Right.
But I can understand having friends who have done this.
No, yeah. Look, I've talked to plenty of people that don't see the thing.
Al is not a cuck.
That don't see. No, no. I'm not a cuck.
And we're Italian. We're Italian, and we're jealous.
That don't see. Up in this way, I wouldn't want to see her with another girl.
No, Al is not. Would not do well with this.
No,
he is not a cuck.
Like, to me, it's
he does not want to be cucked.
No. Wait, hold on. One more time.
Cuck.
There you go.
But here's the thing, okay? I don't look at that and say, "Oh my God, how I think is how everybody else should think." Okay, that's not how I am at all. At the same time, I think my opinion and how I look at it is just valid because you're asking me.
100%.
Okay? Sure.
Okay. But at the same time, where I am interested in this is you dated this guy, you were married for almost a decade, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere.
Well, because it's been a while now. He's bored. That's what
it is. Yeah, but when you're bored is, I understand.
Bored could be bad if
but
you don't
bored,
talk about
I understand.
It. Exactly why I think it's a pro.
Right.
But that's where it's interesting to me, because bored I get. But bored, like, that might go into, hey, you know, like, you know, there's this cool swing or something.
Well,
I don't know.
This is back to the pineapple thing, and we all know that swinging
could...
Oh,
we had this whole conversation about pineapple.
Yes,
no, an actual
did.
Swing, a physical swing, like something you bolt to the ceiling or some shit.
Well, what's wrong with the swing? If someone has, like, a large enough house where they can have, like, a room where they have
there
a swing and it makes them both happy,
swing away.
You do that.
Yeah,
swing.
Get yourself a swing. You want to pull out some fucking, you know, 50 Shades shit, I'm all for it. But when you say, hey, get another guy in here, that is a dramatic left turn. You're bringing it to DEFCON 5 out of nowhere. That's 0 to 100 real quick.
I don't even think that he really wants to do that.
No. I think it just needs, it's just a little, it's like a little red pepper flakes on like a little vanilla ice cream. It's a little strange. It's not what they're used to.
Taking her temperature with it.
Yeah.
I almost feel like T's got to be like, I know just the person. And that'll really jack him up.
Yeah, then I'll be like, what?
Yeah, right.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't
that
think...
will shut it down if that's what she's trying to do.
Or
also be detrimental.
But if I'm T, I just want T to know I would not be upset. I would actually be happy, because he could have just acted on this shit and done something on the side or whatever. But he's coming to you and trying to make you part of this. So I would just give
it
to
him
verbally.
And maybe it's all just role play in his head. So role
that's
play
what I,
it.
That's what I'm saying.
Role play it.
Role play it.
And then get like a stuffed bear and see how he does with that.
Go ahead, T. Role
go
play
ahead,
it.
T.
Well,
go, girl.
We have a pretty nice sized bear in here. I think that's why I just said that, because I'm staring at this bear.
Well, hey.
Quite a present.
Right. This was fun. Hey, guys, like, why don't you, like, send us a question about maybe you're getting the wrong mail at your house or something like that. I mean,
I like these questions. Keep these coming. They're
much
better.
If you are getting the wrong mail and it's a juicy letter,
let
us know about that.
Send that, too. But these questions were good. I feel like they were all good.
You guys are fantastic, as always. Alex, thanks for coming on. You got to come on more, man. You were good.
So many more. I'll do this whenever.
I told you. Isn't it fun?
Yeah. I could do, like, 7 more letters.
I know, but I think we didn't print out anymore.
Greg's actually upstairs and rolled his eyes when we asked to come down.
Yeah.
Rolled his eyes.
Even though I dressed
And Lauren's upstairs
week.
Too. Lauren and Greg are both like, yeah.
Yeah, they don't care about us. It's fine. Alex does.
Oh.
Well.
Catch you later, guys.
Bye.
Bye.